listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Cangri, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
And this is one of my favorite shows of the whole year. It is the Big Gay Quiz of the Year. And we are joined by three very talented people. Is that talent answering asinine questions based on queer history over the past year? No. But we have competing today, Jess Vale, thank you so much for joining. Also, we have Alex Tibert and Heather Van Zulen. Thank you all for joining us. Now, we have two teams. If you're playing along, now is your chance. Grab a pen, grab some paper, or a notepad, or the note function on your smartphone, or just plan on joining in, but never actually join in. Either way works for us. It is a quiz. There will be points and no prizes. On team one, we have the wonderful ladies of the group, Heather and Jess. You will be team A. If you can come up with a better name, I am all ears. Team B is the boys. And that is...
Chicken Bouillon.
Chicken Bouillon is the name of Sebastian and Alex Tabez's name. All right.
B is for Bouillon.
I feel like... our name should be something related to cat sweaters in honor of Jess.
Jess is wearing a fantastic lady cardigan, like a vest. All right, let's dive into the quiz. Lights went a bit dimmer this year as two of the world's greatest drag queens passed away. I am obviously referring to the incredibly talented Lily Savage, as well as Dame Edna. Now, British icon and TV personality Paul O'Grady, a.k.a. Lily Savage, died in March at age 67. And Barry Humphries, a.k.a. Dame Edna, died at 89 in April of this year. We also saw Andre Brower of Brooklyn Nine-Nine pass away recently at 61. Andrew Lemsden, the founder of Gay News in the UK, died at 82. And the DC writer behind Doom Patrol, Rachel Pollack, also died at 77.
This is such down note to start on.
You know, it's sort of like when you find out that, like, you know, George Burns died when he was 99. And it's like, you know what? That's not even sad. Good for him. Good life.
But the reason why I started with this is because who else is going to commemorate some of these folks?
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like, it's important that somebody... pause and remember, and that's what we're doing. Our first question. Which pride in Canada has gone through the biggest roller coaster this year?
Hamilton. You guys talk about Hamilton every other week.
Okay, we're seeing Hamilton from the attacked sweaters.
Oh, I don't know if you had
That is okay. Not it.
Oh.
I would say the city of the big boom, Halifax.
It is Halifax. Halifax Pride was reeling from the loss of its executive director last year, and then an overhaul of the board.
And then another executive director.
For every emergency meeting that Halifax Pride had held this year, I would have more than $1.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a nightmare. However, interim operations manager Fiona Kerr, former staff member, and the new board, recently this December... assured community members that the finances are stable and they've ushered in a new wave of transparency and consultation. But multiple times this year, there have been emergency meetings, lack of information, and just overall ups and downs.
Hamilton was a good answer for last year.
Oh.
Toronto was an excellent answer for 2 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
What Toronto icon had a plaque raised at the location of the former Sapphire Tavern?
Jackie... She did Northern Soul, Motown style, soul music, Jackie... Oh,
I'll give it to you. It's Jackie Shane. The trans, black trans icon behind so much of the soul music out of Toronto. Mm-hmm. Jackie Shane has been commemorated at the start of Toronto Pride with a plaque raised at the site of the former Sapphire Tavern. Mm-hmm. What's most notable is Jackie Shane, who was openly trans, moved out of the States at a time where it was very much not permissible to be either of those things, and really set the Toronto music scene ablaze.
I feel like I need to look up Toronto soul music. Mm. That's a concept.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, when they actually finally tracked her down, they asked her, like, you know, she was huge in the 60s, kind of big in the early 70s, and kind of disappeared.
She retired to Nashville and told no one.
Yeah, and it was when they found her, they're like, you know, was it homophobia? Was it transphobia? Was it anti-black racism? And she was like, I was a soul musician in the 60s ended. It was basically just, yeah, I went home.
Yeah, everyone's just go now, bye.
But my next question for you, and this might be a head scratcher, what led openly gay man Aziz to sue the federal government, specifically Health Canada, this past year?
Head lice.
It was not head lice.
You said it was a head scratcher.
Actually, that's a great pun.
The blood donation guy?
A wonderful answer. However, the federal government rolled back its prohibitions on blood donations in 2020. Two.
Oh, God, am I a year behind?
You are a year behind. But there was one prohibition that remained that prohibited gay men and bisexual men from donating something this year.
Oh, is it sperm?
It is sperm. It is absolutely sperm. Aziz took Health Canada court for the safety of sperm and ova regulations, which prohibited gay men and bisexual men from donating sperm to a sperm bank unless they had been abstinent for 3 months. I feel like the Health Canada has rolled back most of its prohibitions on gay men and bisexual men, or rather men who have sex with men, donating
parts of their body,
tissues of various natures.
Except for hair. You can make a sweater out of that.
You can! Which just repulses me. It repulses me. The organization CCGSD, formerly known as Jazz Vision, created a sweater made out of gay hair, and people wore it. And I
know. Okay, but did they use exclusively gay hair, or did they outsource straight people as well? Because there wasn't enough hair.
It was a gay sweater.
Did they verify the gay hair?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Now, moving on. What led pro-Trump digital strategist Eric Spatlin to imply that Justin Trudeau had come out this past August?
Maybe that little divorce he had?
That's right. There's accusations that it was because he was cheating on her with, like, some dude. But then I think the dude was, like, unnamed, and it was complete. Justin Trudeau is the kind of guy that, like, people who don't understand gay people think gay people are like. But I know. I think it was that.
It could have been that. I also think it could be that he got a new haircut. And that was pretty.
He went jogging with, like, his shirt off.
Oh, maybe. Right, down the bridge.
And he had his security detail with him, and they were dressed appropriately, and everybody thought they were a couple. Oh, God.
So that is not why pro-Trump digital strategist Eric Spratlin implied that Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, had come out this August. Mm. It was actually a picture that Trudeau tweeted of him and his son going to see Barbie.
Oh.
Now, just like...
He didn't do
like,
a very good job at analyzing that situation.
No, just like thousands and thousands. In fact, Barbie was the biggest grossing film of the year.
Yep.
Just like millions of Canadians, Trudeau went to go see Barbie with his son. I believe he went to go see Oppenheimer with his daughter and also posted a picture of that. But two men of various ages in pink outfits was enough to convince pro-Trump digital strategist Eric Spratlin that Trudeau was gay. He is not gay. And definitely not with his son.
Yes.
Like, we can confirm that.
Yes.
This is a 2-point question.
Ooh.
1 point for
each.
Wait,
are you keeping track of the points? Yeah, you're not.
You have to keep track of your own points.
I have 8 million
I don't think anyone has actually got one right
we
yet.
We did. I got one.
You got the Oregon one, right?
Yeah, I got Oregon, right.
You got sperm right.
I got Halifax.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one. It's a draw.
Oh, my God. Which, and Jackie Shane, you gave me a point for that.
Okay, so 2-1. All right. Which two provinces in Canada railroaded human rights and explicitly acknowledged that their legislation would trample the rights of certain young Canadians? Which two provinces in Canada railroaded human rights?
Here's the thing.
And explicitly acknowledged that their legislation would trample the rights of certain young Canadians.
I think both Jess and I are on the same page here, which is unfortunate because we're competing against each other. But if you say there was a law and two provinces did a thing that went against the feds, you would say Alberta and Quebec.
Yeah.
It does not matter what the thing is. You would just say Alberta and Quebec.
Yeah.
Who disagreed with the federal government? Alberta, Quebec.
Yeah, it's like who disagreed with the EU? Well, probably France and maybe Greece, I guess.
Nowadays, it's Hungary and maybe Poland.
And France.
Yeah.
Is a railroad a hint? Or is it?
I feel like BC.
Is it Oregon and California?
Okay, we're in Canada. Provinces.
But he said railroad. Those
but
are two
he said
states.
Provinces. Also, we're not on the same team. I'm saying BC because they have railroads.
Do you want a second guess?
Quebec, because they're always
okay.
against things.
Sebastian,
they also have
who
railroads.
Do you think?
I'm gonna because Alberta did the notwithstanding clause, and then Quebec is Quebec. So,
now,
Heather, did you have an opinion?
Okay, I was gonna say Alberta and Quebec, but now it just looks like I'm jumping on
the popular train. There's a reason why you're on the popular train. It's probably the right train. But there's railroads, so maybe not. Is there
now,
railroads?
All of you are wrong. All of you are incorrect. The provinces of New Brunswick and Saskatchewan introduced legislation related to trans students in their school system, which included the notwithstanding clause.
I thought that was Alberta. You guys talked about that like 2 days ago. Wasn't it Alberta?
Oh my God.
It was the anti-trans bill with the inclusion of the notwithstanding clause, effectively acknowledging that their laws would likely be challenged on the grounds of human rights. This led to backlash in both provinces, including the resignation of Saskatchewan's Human Rights Commissioner.
That's good.
So Saskatchewan and New Brunswick.
I think the members of this panel owe a formal apology to both Quebec and Alberta.
Yes. Also, the railway hint was a red herring, and I hate that.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. In August, Global Affairs Canada issued travel advice to 2S LGBTQI plus travelers to what surprising country?
Oh, God, what was it?
Is it the U.S.?
It's the United States. Especially Florida and Utah. Yeah.
Now, in an advisory titled 2S LGBTQ+ Travelers, it is 100%. Canadians are warned that their rights may be restricted depending on where in the U.S. they travel, as to spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, equestrian, and intersex people. Some states have enacted laws and policies that may affect 2S LGBTQI plus persons. The advisory warns, check local state laws. This comes on the heels of one of the largest
was deeply mocked, though, because they're like, if they were to say, be careful where you go, fair enough. But if you say the United States, it's like, yes, that's right. Famously homophobic place, New York City, LA, San Francisco. What? It was just, what are you doing? It was, oh. Like, if they were to say there are specific places in the States where that are not as friendly as the rest of the States, you should be careful when you travel. It's a very, like, diverse country in terms of politics and local culture. Like, fine. But, like, all of United States? That's right, Miami. I'm afraid to go to Miami. Like,
worth noting that this year, hundreds of legislative bills have been introduced that roll back rights for trans and queer folks across multiple states.
Not in Oregon. The whole thing was nuts. It was an overgeneralization.
Okay, right. We're going to move on.
Hashtag not all states.
Not all states.
Oh, what a wild west down there.
I'm moving on now to Monique Lagrange. Monique Lagrange was removed as a member of the Red Deer Catholic Regional School Board for breach of policy related to posting a meme on Facebook that directly compared celebrating Pride to Nazi youth indoctrination. But who did she say that she had consulted and told her, quote, do it, go for it, end quote?
God.
Was it?
Oh God, I just listened to this episode.
Jess's sweater vest?
I can't remember.
Her dead mother threw her dog.
Oh.
Just like Mackenzie King.
Jeez Louise. You know what? I am going to give you the point for God. Because in response to an investigation by the school board, she alleged that she had consulted the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit let her know that she could, quote, do it, go for it. And that was her reason.
The only sect that I know of that claims that you can have direct communion with God yourself are the Friends of Jesus, also known as the Quakers. But they're super liberal. So this woman is lying. She did not speak to God.
I don't know. I was raised Pentecostal.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Pentecostals. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have the Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Well, no, because some of them are like, well, you can't speak to him directly. You need the Metatron. And others like, well, yeah, but the Holy Spirit can come through you. And like, it depends on what sect you're in. But like, no. It's super complicated. But yeah, Pentecostals.
Right.
I forgot. Pentecostals also think you can fairly commune directly with God through the Holy Spirit and not through the Metatron.
Either way, it doesn't really have anything to do with Nazi children.
No, absolutely not. Wow. Okay, moving on. Why did the creator of Libs of TikTok call for a boycott of Fruit Loops?
It was like,
what the hell is a Libs of TikTok?
3 weeks ago this happened.
Yeah, I know. I just listened to it and I don't remember it. Why do I remember things?
Libs of TikTok is basically like a troll and trying to find liberal TikTok videos and make fun of them.
Oh.
She just reposts them. She doesn't even comment. She just finds them and reposts them.
Like liberal people on TikTok?
Have you ever seen
what's the joy of
imagine that? Daily dose of internet, except no commentary and just other people's clips.
Oh, I don't know if I understand that. I spend all my time on Reddit.
Why no Fruit Loops? It wasn't the rainbow, because there's only four colors in Fruit Loops, and that's not the full six-color rainbow, so that doesn't count. It had something to do with the box. There was art on the box or something.
Is it a toucan? He looks like a penis?
No, well, I mean...
he doesn't.
I don't
actually
know what penis is.
I'm just throwing this out.
But, no, it had something to do with the put... No! There was books in there! There was books in there!
I'm going to give it to Sebastian. So the American commentator and many other Americans, lots of Americans, lots of slightly misguided Americans, decided to boycott Fruit Loops for a campaign that they launched in Canada. So not an American campaign at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was a campaign in Canada, in collaboration with BGC, Boys and Girls Club of Canada, as well as Kids Press. Essentially, Kellogg's had teamed up with BGC and Kids Press and created a QR code on the Fruit Loops boxes that takes you to books that promote community. And some of them did mention the gays.
Yes. That mouse.
I remember
really
there
wanted
was
a
they or something
yeah.
about.
They
just
referenced
like the clip, right?
Yeah. They referenced trans people briefly in one book.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that was enough for Americans to boycott Fruit Loops for a campaign in Canada. All right, we have run out of time for today, for the first segment. We're going to be playing our first track of the day, which is Padum Padum by Kylie Minogue. This track took the gaze by storm. And we will be back just after.
You look like fun to me. You look a little like somebody I know. And I can tell you how this is.
Welcome back to Calgary, home of Canada's queer media. That was Pardum, Pardum by Kylie Minogue, a major hit this year for the queer community. Now, lightning round.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
There is up to 40 points available for anyone who happens to be keeping track. Mm. Now, this year, Hershey's Canada stood behind including trans activist Faye Johnston in the recent Her for She campaign. But what are some of the other brands that faced a boycott call due to their inclusion of queer folks or support for Pride?
Bud Light. Bud Light.
What are brands that faced a boycott call?
Disney.
We got Bud Light for one. Disney on the other one.
Skittles with their rainbows.
Skittles, yeah.
Barbie or Mattel.
Yeah. When you've run out of ideas, just let me know. Mm. Right now, the ladies are leading 3-2.
I mean, Fruit Loops, we already went through that. It would be a repeat, but it is.
Ooh, that's a cheap shot. I'll give you Fruit Loops. I'll give you Fruit Loops.
It is a cheap shot, though. Rough.
Chicken. Popeye, Papadom chicken.
Chipotle. For the opposite.
Weirdly, second. Chipotle and Popeyes was not on the list. I will give Chick-fil-A.
That's the one!
Now, Chick-fil-A, who is famously conservative, upset conservatives by not being conservative enough.
They're open on Sundays now.
Yeah.
Mm. Oof.
Yeah. Any other names?
What about stuff from 2022?
No, like, it was 2023, the last year.
This is the big AQ quiz of 2023.
Did they boycott Mr. Potato Head again?
That's true.
Actually, you're right. Toy Story was boycott this year, yeah.
Okay.
Think of something joyful and pure.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Somebody corrupted
no.
it.
Libraries. What?
Not that I could see. Libraries as a whole. Not specifically. I'm not going to give you libraries.
Come
I have
on.
A list of like 40 companies. And Baldur's Gate and libraries are not on my list. All right.
It was a long shot.
Oreos.
No. Oh. Can't be cream eggs. Yes. Oreos,
that's
no.
what I meant.
I know, like, sometimes when you're saying Cadbury cream eggs, Oreos come out.
Oreos come out? Okay, I'm not going to give you Cadbury cream eggs. No.
Hasbro.
Pokemon.
No.
Amazon.
Twice. No.
Apple. I'm joking. Okay, stop. I'm just making
Doctor
it.
Doctor Who.
Also, no.
Is that a brand?
Now, I would have accepted... I'm going to take a deep breath here.
Are you going to go through all 40?
Budweiser, Build-A-Bear, Target, Maybelline, Ultra Beauty, Hershey's, Innocent, The North Face, Halifax Bank, Lego, Chick-fil-A, Tampax, Kohl's, Starbucks, Marks & Spencer's, Costa Coffee, Nike, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Burger King, Oatly, Cadbury Cream Eggs, Adidas, Hallmark, Flora, Toy Story, Doritos, Co-op Bank, Cottonelle, PetSmart, Primark, Walgreens, the Disney Channel, PayPal, Allstate Insurance, Wells Fargo, the Chicago White Sox, JP Morgan, Firefox, the US Postal Service, Tesco's, Home Depot, IKEA, Walmart, Ford, and Jack Daniels.
I'm sorry, are these all gay companies?
I remembered one that's not on that list.
Which is?
Balenciaga.
Balenciaga being boycotted, I will give you that.
Yes.
I will give you that. It's
so,
5-3.
Does
that
mean they
that.
Get a point for the five?
No, they get 4 points and you get 3 points. Now,
perfect.
There were a astonishing number of boycotts called on brands all across the world. Most famously, one lady was particularly upset with Costa Coffee and their support for the trans community. And protested it by having a coffee at Marks and Spencer's. Twitter users were quick to point out that 2 months earlier, she also had a boycott of Marks and Spencer's, which she had forgotten about when she was then boycotting Costa Coffee.
It's hard to keep track of your boycotts.
It's hard to keep track of your boycotts.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the moral of the story. Moving on. What revelation concerned workers at TikTok about gay content?
Did it get banned more often?
No.
Because TikTok will ban you. If you live stream on TikTok, they will ban you at the drop of a hat because AI cannot tell that you are a gay person making a gay joke. Mm. They can't tell the difference between someone who's serious and someone who's poking fun at themselves. And
Twitch also does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never occurred to me things that are tech involved would have AI controlling things, but that totally makes sense. Mm. And yeah.
Did it have to do with the promotion thing, the recommendations that if you watched a lot of gay videos that it would recommend
other gay videos?
No, that was the thing though. It wouldn't recommend other gay videos. It would recommend, there's something that it would recommend, but it wasn't other gay videos.
Joe Rogan?
Viewers that watch gay content also watch Joe Rogan.
I mean, that is true. But
recipes.
I mean, how to cook that is important work.
Yeah.
No, it had to do with the recommendations algorithm of if you watch something, then it would get you to gay content, or if you watch gay content, it would direct you to or something.
I'm going
to
move towards the answer. You're all wrong.
Okay.
According to workers in both the US, Australia, and elsewhere, TikTok tracked users who watch gay content. Now, just to reiterate, TikTok was tracking the users that watch gay content.
Gasp.
They responded saying that not everyone who watches baking content are bakers. So not everyone who watches gay content is gay. But the major concern was that nefarious countries who want to know who's gay in their country would be able to access that information as TikTok was tracking it.
Yeah. I mean, this is the dirty secret of the internet. If you're getting a service for free, you are the product. If you are watching something for free, they're tracking you. And that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it fair. That also especially doesn't make it fair if they're selling your information to shifty governments.
All right, we're going to move on. Sebastian.
Yes,
and everyone else. Who upset the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence?
Was it the Sisters of Perpetual Motion?
No.
No, it was
upset the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence?
It was a baseball team. Which one was it? It was the Oakland somethings? Oakland? The Oakland Acorns. The
Chicago Cubs.
It was a baseball team.
Baltimore Orioles.
It was a baseball team.
Any other team ideas?
New York Mets.
No, it was West
Paul.
No. RuPaul. No. RuPaul himself.
It was West Coast. Because they're based out of...
You're talking about a baseball team?
Northern California. It could have been football. I mean, I could just be like, you know... apple cider. So I mean, I don't know.
I love hearing you talk about sports.
I'm gonna go.